Now let's go to the movies. Jason DeRosso has joined me. Now, Jason, we both went to see Final Destination 5, and you, I discovered, are a fan of this gore-soaked series.
Yes. Well,
I splatter is my least favourite movie genre. You could have warned me.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, we were sitting next to each other and we had quite different reactions. I was laughing for most of it.
Yeah, I had my sweater pulled right over my head for a couple of sequences, particularly the one involving laser eye surgery.
Oh, yeah.
It's in 3D, of course, and basically each setup is the same. Someone in a group has a premonition that the group's about to die, but they escape. And then one by one, death comes to claim them violently.
You can't cheat the Grim Reaper.
Doesn't anyone in this series ever have a nice, peaceful death in their own bed?
No, well, what would be the fun in that? This franchise, look, it's the appeal is, I mean, it's for splatter fans like myself. The deaths are all extremely intricately choreographed. They're almost to the point of being absurd. And I think what's wonderful is that the backdrop for all these spectacular deaths are always these banal places of, you know, everyday life, like office cubicles and beauty salons and shopping malls and factories and stuff.
Restaurant kitchens.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's just so inventive. I really like this franchise very much. And this does the franchise proud, this fifth film.
It certainly has a lot of flying glass. Just explain to me, why do you gore fans giggle so much every time someone gets squished?
I think part of it is a nervous reaction, you know, and there is something of a cathartic reaction too after all the build-up. You know what's going to happen, and when it finally happens in such an extraordinarily explosive way, I guess it's a bit like a reflex.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's
and
obviously
also,
pleasurable to
it's
you.
Kind
it's
of pleasurable. Well, because I think these films do play on that knife edge between kind of earnest horror and irony as well. And because the gag is just, it's like a long-running gag now, you know what each film is going to offer. They're almost cookie-cutter versions of each other. I think there's some pleasure in that too.
God, you would have loved the Middle Ages and bear baiting. Final Destination 5 is rated MA and you know what you're getting.
Go see it.